Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem. Sanhedrin daf Mem, beginning of the fifth parak. How you both know some b'sheva chakiros? As we've mentioned before in this mesechta, we've spoken about bedikos and chakiros. Here we use the lashon of bodkin in a very flexible way, even though it's referring to chakiros. But it says we check the edim with seven chakiros. The mafarshim point out that interesting. We check the edim. Don't we know that everyone in life has a cheskas kashrus? So why do we even need any type of cross examination? You should say everybody has a cheskas kashrus, and therefore we trust them. Says the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah writes, end of Perek Zayin, Nitztavinu lachto chesadin al pi shnei edim ksherim, v'af al pi she'efshar she'heidu b'sheker. Even though it's possible that they're testifying falsely. Ho'ov ksherim heim etzlenu ma'amidin osan al kashrusan. Since we don't know anything otherwise, so we assume, meaning we don't know for sure, even if somebody has a cheskas kashrus, any single person, you know, might be lying. We trust to Edim, but every single person might be, so when it comes to an individual, we still have to trust them, especially in terms of Edus. Eidach Hanema Bisurin, that's true, we're not Doresh Rechoka there. But still, the fact that we trust witnesses is not exactly based on the Cheskas Kashrus, therefore we need Drisha V'Chakira. So, Hayu Bot Gnosan B'Sheva Chakiros. There are seven Chakiros, which are the more serious questions. The Bedikos are the less serious, the more tangential issues. But there are seven Chakiros that are needed, and we're about to list them. Tosfos elsewhere says, the Mishnah, we know how to count. We're about to have seven chakiros. What do you have to say? These are the seven chakiros. So one of the Mefarshim I saw mentions that it's even if the aide says it happened yesterday, and we're about to ask him all these questions about what day it happened, what day of the week, still you have to ask him these chakiros. So these are the seven chakiros. Be'eza shavua. In what cycle of Shemitah in the Yovel is it? We know there are seven cycles of Shemitah in Yovel. So which shavua? And then Be'eza shana. Which year of Shemitah was it? Be'eza chodesh, in which month was it of the year? Be'kama b'chodesh, in what day of the month? Be'eza yom, what day of the week? Right, getting exactly when it took place. Be'eza shah, in what hour of the day? Why are all these necessary? As we'll see, that the Edus, as we have mentioned, needs Edus she'iyato yachal lahazima, is not acceptable Edus. Edus must be susceptible to hazama. It must be able that other people could come and say imanu ayisim. And therefore, if you don't know when exactly it happened, then it's Edus she'iyato yachal lahazima, which is not acceptable. That's why you have to ask him all of these questions. And also, be'ezem akum, exactly where it took place, is also needed for kasher zama. Rabbi Yossi only has three. Be'eze yom, be'eze sha'ah, be'eze makom. What day, what hour, and what place? We'll see in the Gemara, Bez Hashem, what exactly is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. A couple of points on the on the chakiros. Number one is, once you know what day of the month it was, can't you just look at a calendar and know what day of the week it was? Or once you know if it was in a certain time, so why do you have to ask him both of those questions? So Rashi says that no, because it's very common sense. A lot of people don't know the date. They just remember, oh, it was Tuesday. They don't remember the dates. You have to ask them what day of the week. And other people don't know the days of the week. They'll get all mixed up what day of the week it is. They go by the calendar. Oh, the day is the 22nd. The day is the 24th. Right? So that's easier. So you have to ask them both questions to make sure that you get it right. That's what Rashi says, Be'ez Yom on the skinny lines. Be'ez Yom Shal Shabbos. Afa pi she'omru. Bekach v'kach b'chodesh. Even though they already said on what day of the month. Afa pi kein sho'al in lahen. Be'ez Yom b'Shabbos haya. Lefi she'kol ha'sheva halalu. Bo's lavin l'dei hazama. You need them all because you don't want anybody who might have gotten confused. So therefore, you have to ask him each specific question. One other ha'ara that is needed, and that is the question of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch in Tav Samach Gimel asks, we're talking here Bizman HaMishnah, and we're going to have cases Bizman HaGemara that all of these Chakiras were needed. Was Yovel knowing then? Yovel is not knowing. A long time earlier Yovel stopped. Yovel stopped many years before. So Bizman HaTanoim, after the Churban HaBayis, there was no Yovel. So what are they asking? Be'ezah Shavua? The seven Chakiros? So what? How is this Lamaisa? And if you need Sheva Chakiros, as we're going to see in the Gemara, it's based on Psukim, if you need Sheva Chakiros and you cannot ask the Sheva Chakiros, so then maybe all Edus is possible. Because they're going to say, Eni Odea, we don't know, there is no such thing. So it says the Menchas Chinuch Yisod Gadol. V'nireh. the be'emes ein mavur b'Torah mahin achakiros. The Torah doesn't say exactly what the chakir, what are the questions. We're going to learn it out from Sukkim. V'darashta v'chakarta rak shahatorah amra d'tzarech edus sheyochol lahazima da'al yidei zeh misyarim ha'edim l'sheker. Because through this, the edim are going to be scared to lie. V'amru chazal zayin chakir shazam etzluya b'hem. And then he says, "V'kol zeh b'makom sheshayich zayin chakiros hazama tuliyah b'kulan, aval b'makom sheinu yachol lachar be'ezah chakiros, dai im chokrim b'chakiros sheyuchal lavu l'dei hazama." All of the chakiros are a function of yachol lahazima. So, mamela, once you have certain questions that are not shayich to a certain time period, so then it's never going to be a chisaron of Yachol Lahazima. You'll never have people to say something and they'll say, "Oh no, no, it was a different shavua of the Yovel." No, once it's not shayach, it works both ways. You don't need it because there are no Yovelos, and therefore you wouldn't have to ask it, even though it's learned out from Sukkim, the seven chakiras. Still, once the issue of Yachol Lahazima is not there, so then the chiyuv of giving that chakira and asking that chakira is not intact. Okay, so that has to do with the Minchas Chinuch and on the question Be'eza Shavua. Okay, Viter, second part of the Mishnah. Makirim atem oso. What else does Bezdin ask them? Did you recognize him? Makirim atem oso. Who's the him? Who's the Makirim atem oso? So Rashi says, did you recognize Makirim atem oso? Es heharug. Did you recognize the victim? Shema nachrihu. Maybe he was not Jewish, right? There are different rules. Obviously, chiyav misa or not for killing a nachri. So, do you recognize the harug? And Rashi adds, "Vezu ena min hachakiros shel hazama." These aren't part of the hakiros. These are now getting into bedikos without mentioning. But that is Rashi. Makir matem oso. If you look in the Rambam says, "No, this is not talking about the victim. It's talking about the rotzeach himself." The Rambam says in the 12th parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Kesa don in dina nefasha, says the Rambam. Kisha yovo edim lebezdim, vi omrim, ra'inu ze oploni sha'avar aver plonis. We saw so and so do a certain avera. Omrim lahen makir matem oso, hisre sembo. The Rambam is clear. We're talking about the perpetrator. We're not talking about the victim. So, machlokas Rashi Rambam, what exactly is this question that we say, did you recognize him? Why would each one not hold to the other one? Why would the Rambam say you don't have to worry? Maybe they're not exclusive. They're just saying what the Torah of the Mishnah is. But if you say there's exclusivity, maybe the Rambam is saying you go by the Rove of the city. You go by the Rove of the city. Who the victim was? If it's Rove Yisrael, you go by Rove Yisrael. If not, not. So maybe that's why you don't have to ask that question. Hisrei Sembo, did you give Hasra'a? Did you give Hasra'a to the perpetrator? We had back in the first parak, if you remember, in the Motzi Shemra Sugyas, the question, do the Edom have to be the ones to be Masra? Right, this seems to be, right, the Bezin is asking, did you give Asra? You couldn't have different witnesses that give the testimony, it sounds like. Ha'ovid Avodah Zarah, if it's a case of Avodah Zarah, es mi avad ubame avad. Es mi avad, which Avodah Zarah was it? Ubame avad. And how did they worship the Avodah Zarah? We know there are different, we'll learn Bezin later on in the Masechta, that every Avodah Zarah has a unique way of being worshipped. Right, some you sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah. So some even have a go. You go to the bathroom in front of the Avodah Zarah. So there are different ways, and then there are certain universal forms of serving which are chayav always, hishtachavaya and shchita, all of those. But he asked them, what exactly happened? Mi avad b'me avad, kala marbe bevedikos hareza meshubach. Right, we're marbe. We're in the marbe hareza meshubach time of year. Right, almost Pesach. So, kamar bedikos hareza meshubach. Also, when it comes to bedikos, the more questions Bezin asks to try to get to the MS, hareza meshubach. Maisu badak ben zakei b'ukse te'enim, and ben zakei even checked b'ukse te'enim. He asked what type of figs it was. In a case, was it thick? Did it have a thick ukits where it's connected to the tree? Did it have a thin one? Right, very minor details. But he asked that to try to figure out and make sure the edim were telling the truth. So now, once we gave examples of what chakiros are and what bedikos are, so now lamaisa, what's the difference between them? Ma ben chakiros lebedikos. What's the difference between them? So the Gemara Mishnah says chakiros. By chakiros, if somebody says I don't know, they're thrown out. Right, because then it's edish yeto yachal hazima. Right, if one of the witnesses say I don't know, he can't be huzam. And the rule is, if you can't be mazam all of them, then they're all, none of them can be huzam. So even if one of them says any odeya, you have to throw all of them out. Edusan betela. Bedikos, echarom any odeya. But by bedikos, which are the less crucial questions, if one of them says any odeya, v'yafilu shnayim omrim ein anu yodin, edusan kayemes. If you don't know about a bedika, it's okay. Edusan kayemes, the edus could stand. Bedika, if they don't know a detail, it is still okay. Echad chagiras ve'echad bedikos, but by chagiras and bedikos, bizman shemachishin ze'ezeh edusin betela. Even though they can say, I don't know, but if they contradict, somebody says they were wearing a red shirt, and some say it's a white shirt, so if they say they don't know what color shirt, fine. But if they say differences, hachasha, then their edus is bata. Period. Echad omer b'shtayim b'chodesh ve'echad omer b'shlosh b'chodesh. Edusin kayemes. Right, if one says the second of the month and one says the third of the month, they get mixed up. Their edus is mekuyim, right? This is connects to what we just said earlier from Rashi. That's why you ask them what day of the week, because it could be if they say the same day of the week and they give a different date. You know, just one of them shezei yodeya biibur shel chodesh v'zei eni yodeya biibur shel chodesh. Right? They didn't know exactly. They didn't have calendars, right? Always, so they just didn't know when was Rosh Chodesh. I don't even remember. Right? I said, when did I say hallow? But one knew that the edim came this day, and one didn't know. So to be one day off early in the month is not a problem. Or what about later in the month? What about the 26th and 27th? The Mishnah Dafka gives examples of earlier in the month when it's very possible they hadn't found out by now. By the end of the month, maybe it's a different story, because it's later in the month. By that time, they find out. Ze omar b'shlosha ve'ez echad omer b'chamisha, but if they're 2 days off, edusin b'tela. Right, because then there's no excuse for them to be 2 days off. Echad omer b'shtei shos, echad omer b'shalosh shos. If one says 2 hours, one says the second hour of the day, and one says the third hour of the day. Edusin kayemes, their edus is mekuyim. Again, because the assumption is people make mistakes by 1 hour. Echad omer b'shalosh ve'echad omer b'chamish edusin b'tela. People don't make mistakes in 2 hours. Again, at the time, lifetime before sundials, it could be a sundial is not so exact. It could be a little bit off within a half an hour or so. The Gemara in Pesachim talks about this a little bit more in detail about our Gemara. We trust that they're still telling the truth. But if it's 2 hours off, then edus is batel. Rav Avadia Yosef gives a suggestion in one of his tshuvas related to this idea that people are toa bechatzi sha'a. He says that we know the Shulchan Aruch quotes the machlokas rishonim about how long do you have to wait between milchus and fleishiks. So the rishonim have, Bali Tosfos have either you don't have to wait at all, Rabbeinu Tam quotes, all you have to do is wash your mouth out, and based on a Zohar, a little bit later they say maybe 1 hour. And the other rishonim basically say 6 hours. Rishonim say 6 hours. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes 6 hours. The Ramah quotes the day of one, no time, and then he quotes the day of 1 hour, but he says really should wait 6 hours. And the Shach says anybody who has Reach Torah on them should wait 6 hours. Okay, so that's 6 hours and 1 hour has the most basis in the sources. So question one is, where does 3 hours come from? Okay, that's last couple hundred years. That's a Shiloh, not for now. But the other issue is, where does into the sixth come from? Into the sixth. Or 5:31, which they quote Peshem Ravar and Cutler. So where does that come from? So they say maybe it's based on a Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't say 6 hours, he says kishay shaos, like 6 hours. But the Mefarshim point out that the Shulchan Aruch left out the kaf. The Shulchan Aruch says sheishos, so we don't get confused with that Rambam. But Rav Avadia writes in a tshuva, maybe where does 5 and a half come from, based on this Gemara, that people make mistakes in half an hour. So in those days they didn't have watches, therefore, they had this flexibility. That's where 5 and a half comes from. Other Achronim, Rabbi Forrest, writes in his Sefer, he goes to his Rav Avadia, and he says, Biddi Eved, you can say people make mistakes within half an hour. But Lachadchila, to say you only have to wait 5 and a half, if you know it's only 5 and a half. How can you take a Biddi Eved and make it into a Lachadchila? He doesn't like that Svara. Again, there might be other bases to the Svara, but that relates to people making mistakes with 5 and a half hours. Okay, Vaiter. So, says the Gemara. Based on that, just Derech Agav, I think I mentioned in the past, 1 hour and 6 hours, I have a cousin who married a ger. So when he converted, how long does he wait? How long do you wait? You don't have any minhag avoseinu. So do you do, well, okay, you can say I'm not Dutch, 1 hour. So waiting 1 or 6 would be the top two contenders, because those are the two that are most of the Rishonim. 6 would be the answer, because that's what Rov Rishonim say. But really, it's an interesting question. So if you combine Rabbi Four, or if you go totally Lechomer, right? If you say people make a mistake in half an hour, you can wait 6 and a half hours, right? 6 and a half hours. Okay. Weiter. Says the Mishnah. So again, if somebody makes a mistake, 2 hours and 3 hours, then it's good, fine. 3 hours and 5 hours is no good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kayemes. Even 3 and 5 is okay, because people make mistakes even with a couple hours. But, Echonomer B'chamesh, Echonomer B'sheva, Edus and B'teilo. And there he says, about the why. Sheva Chamesh Chama B'mizrach, U'B'sheva Chama B'mayrif. Why? Because if the sun is on different sides of the sky, so then we for sure know that they are lying. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva in Per Hador, whenever the Mishnayos talk about hours, it always means Sha'os Zmanios. It does not mean the hours that we call 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., because then it could be that the hours won't work out on different sides of the sky, the 5th hour and the 7th hour. But if you talk Sha'os Zmanios, obviously it always does, because it is goes by the moving hours, the Sha'os Zmanios, the halachic hours. Okay, and then what do we do after we ask all these questions? V'achagach b'achlisa nesasheni u'bot kinoso. We bring in the second aid and we ask him the same thing. Questions. Im nimsu devrei mechuvanin poschim b'schus. And once we find that their edus is mechuvan, and then we could go further. And now we quote a couple of the lines that we've had earlier in the Masechta already. Poschim b'schus. So we start off b'schus. So we know that's one of the differences between mamonis and nefashos. Nefashos, you always have to start off b'schus. Elmar echem ena edem yishli lamed lav b'schus. What if one of the witnesses all of a sudden says, one minute, I have a reason to be mezakeh him, even though he was the one that testified, l'chumra. Oh, echem ena talmidim, or one of the extra talmidim sitting in the rows in front, yeshli l'amid l'avchova, mishaskin oso. You do not let one of the witnesses change his mind, even l'schus, because it looks like he's a nogea be'edus. Maybe all of a sudden he's scared, he was lying, and now he's scared that somebody's going to come and be mazim him. But the halacha is kivin shehigit shuvan echazur magid. So he can't retract. So even a witness who is going l'schus, we don't accept his testimony. And talmidim, the extra rabbanon, sitting in front, also cannot be malamid chova. We quiet them. Omar, but if Omar echam and talmidim yishli l'amid lov schus, but if one of the talmidim sitting in front, the rows of 23 in front, as we discussed before, says yishli l'amid lov schus, I have a schus to say, malad also, you bring him up, umoshivan also benem, and you sit him down amongst the other rabbanon, v'lo hayayorid misham kol hayom kulo. He stays there the whole day. Once somebody goes up on a certain day, he stays there the whole day. Im yish mamish bidvarav shomin lo. And if he really has substance to what he says, then you listen to him. V'yafilu omer yishli l'lamid alatzvi schus shomin lo. Even if he himself says, I can say, what, I have a reason to acquit me. We listen to him, ubelvash yish mamish bidvarav. As long as only he has mamish bidvarav. If you remember when we did this earlier, we mentioned a Yad Ramah that's right here in this mission. But the Yad Ramah says, why is it that one of the Edim can't change his mind because he looks like he's nogea be'edus, because he wants to change his mind to save himself. But the guy himself, the Baldavar, he's no greater nogea be'edus. So why is the Baldavar better than the aid? So the Yad Ramah says, it's the question of worry. When it comes to the person himself, the Baal Dover, we're going to be very, very careful about him because we know he's trying to save his skin. So we're not going to be misled. We're going to focus. We know exactly what he's doing. We're going to focus on his edus. But the aids, we might say, oh, he's a kosher and he's just trying to give other testimony. He's probably telling the truth. We won't go into it so deeply. Therefore, there's more of a worry when it comes to the edim, and therefore, we wouldn't trust him as much. Weiter, continues the Mishnah, v'imatzolo schus patru, if you find the schus, you patru him right away. V'imlav, but if he ends up being lechova, and Bezit is leaning that way, ma'avirin oso lamachar, you wait till tomorrow, because you need lina hadin, you can never convict on the same day, umizdavgin, zugos, and the Bezit goes and discusses it in pairs. Rashi says, either in the Bezit or in the markets, wherever they go that day, they are discussing it. Hayumamatin, and what did Bezdin do on a day that they thought about in Nefasha's case? Hayumamatin mimacho, they didn't eat so much. V'lo hayushosin yayin kol hayom, and they didn't drink wine the whole day. V'nosin, and this is before they made a decision. When they made a decision, as we know, the day that Bezdin put somebody to death, they also didn't eat. Lo sochu al adam. It's one of the many halachas learned out from that pasuk. But this is even beforehand, they didn't drink wine. V'nosin, and also kol halayla, the whole night, they stay up and trying to deliberate. Ulamachras, mashkimin, Uban LeBezdin. The next morning they come and get up early and go to Bezdin. Hamazaka Omer Ani Hamazaka Mazaka Ani Bim Komi. The one who said yesterday, L'schus says, I stand my ground. Hamazaka. If I'm a Chayev Omer Ani Mechayev Mechayev Ani Bim Komi. And I stand my ground. And then what happens? Hamalamid Chos. If somebody wants to change their mind. Hamalamid Chova Malamid Schus. If somebody was Chova, he says, I thought about it overnight. I want to go to the acquittal side, he can. But somebody already said schus cannot change to chova. As we said earlier, this only applies b'shas masu umatan. B'shas gemar din, they say what they really think. They can change their mind even l'chova b'shas gemar din. That's what they have to do. Ta'u b'davar. What if they made a mistake? I mean, mistake means they just don't remember what they said. Shnei sofer dayanim maskirin oso. That's why you have scribes. That's why you have the stenographers. They remind them what they said the previous day. So after all this, after at the end of the whole process, imatzulo schus patruhu. But they find acquittal, so they patru him. He goes home. Unless it was everybody, so then if everybody is that's one way they patru him. The other way is that if everybody is machayev, so then also, as we said, they patru him. V'im lav, ondim l'minyan. But if it's not so clear, so then they start voting. Shnei masim zaka v'achar so machayev in zakai. If 12 to 11 schus, you could win by one, l'schus. But if it's 12 to 11, or if it's a tie, even if it's 22 to 0, because one abstains, Yosifu Adayanim. The answer, the psak, has to be given by 23 judges. Even if one says, I don't know, say if you would have said the other way, it would have been better. Still 22 judges cannot give a psak. So you have to add on judges to make sure Yosifu Adayanim. V'kama mosifin, shnayim shnayim, you always add on two at a time, ad shivin ve'echon, until 71, because you can never have a bezdin of more than 71. Even if you have a bezdin of 23 and you keep going up, it can never be greater than the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Good. Shloshim, Mishizim, Mazakin, Mishloshim. That's it. You keep adding on, you keep adding on. And there ended up being 36 Mazakin, Mishloshim, Mechamishim, Mechayvin, so then Zakai. That he could win by one lazakai. Shloshim v'shishim mechayivin u'shloshim v'chamishim mezakin. But if it's 36 to 35 lechov, so what do you do? So you can't win by one lechov, but it's also not a stalemate, because there's lechov here, so you just have to keep talking. Don and elu, can I get? And you can't add on anymore, so what do you do? So you just keep talking until somebody changes sides. Donin elu, keneged elu, acha yira echam and amachayvin divrei hamizakin. Until somebody goes over to the divrei, the side of the mizakin, Rashi quotes that no, it doesn't mean only that side, it could go the other way too, but if we just say the one that is more, a better omen, a better simin bracha. Okay, so minani mili. How do we know this? How do we know that you need shevach hakiros? Just the fact that the Gemara asked this question, is the Gemara asking, how do you know that you need hakiros at all? Maybe the Gemara is asking the question that we started with today. What do you need chakiris for? Everybody has a chesed kashrus. Every Jew has a chesed kashrus. He's an Ammon. So what do you have a chakiris for? Or the question is, of course you need chakiris. How do you know that you need seven? How do you know that you need seven? And that we had to work it out. Amar of Yehuda, da Amakra, the pasuk says, v'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. One pasuk. Pasuk says by that you have to search, you have to seek out and search and ask very well. That's three, right? Darashta, chakarta, and heitev. Sha'al tarashi, this does not count. That's just asking them what's going on. So those are three. The omer, and it said, and these are in three different contexts. There's Edom Zomimin. We'll see what the three contexts are. It's Edom Zomimin, Obed Abadazara, and Irani Dachas. We're going to put them all together. So, again, v'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev, that's three. V'omer, and it also says, v'hugad l'cha v'shamata v'darashta heitev, that's another two. Darashta and heitev. V'omer, v'darashua shoftim heitev, another two. So three, two, and two make seven. That's the source for seven chakiris. There's a question in the Achronim, something that we'll come back to time and again. How much, as we started off today's discussion, how much are chakiros purely to make it edus sheyachal lahazima? Is that what they're all about? And that we said, maybe if you don't need it today, because there's no yovel, so then you can knock out one of the questions. Or is there something more formal about it, that there needs to be chakiros in order to define this as edus separate from yachal lahazima? L'may nafkamina, what if you have a context where there is no issue of kasher zamam, like kiddush hachodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh, do they need cross-examination by Kiddush HaChodesh? Do they need Drish V'Chakira by Kiddushin? By Kiddushin, by marriage. You need Drish V'Chakira by the Edom there. Okay, it might lead to Nefashos if it's talking about a case of Znus. But cases which do not have issues of Kasher Zamam, so that is a question in the Achronim, how formal are these requirements of Chakiris? Is it only in context of Hazama or not? It's a question of the Tumim and the Nodeh B'Yehuda. Good. Where are we? Top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, V'eima, chada chada kidakasimna. Diem kein lichtivin rachmana b'chada. One second. The seven chakiros, there are three different contexts that it's learned out from. Irani dachas, Ovin Abadazara, and Edom Zomamin. So maybe you only need three chakiros here and two there. Who says you're supposed to put it all together? And if you're supposed to put it all together, why didn't the Torah say it all together? Why does it have to say three psukim in three different places? So the Gemara says, no, kivan tekulu bahadi hadadi ksiva mehadadi yalfi. Since they're all close to each other, they're all written, and they all have vishav v'chakira written by them, so you learn them one from the other. V'kivan diyalfi mehadadi keman dechsiv v'chad adami. It's as if it's all written in the same place. All written in the same place. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Follow dami la'adadi. So they're written close together, but each context is different. And as we'll see, what is the question? Each of these has a chumrah that the other two don't have. And therefore, if you would have only had it by one of them, or by two of them, you wouldn't have known the others. Because you could say, only these two have Jishav Chakira, and that's a kula. Why? Because Jishav Chakira is trying to knock out the testimony to be makel on the Nidon. Mashenki, in the other, the third context, it's so stringent, you don't need Jishav Chakira, you kill him right away. So that's why there's a chumrah by each of these three, so that you might have said, Dafka, that one needs it to be written there, because you wouldn't have known it otherwise. So what's the chumrah by each one? So let's see. Simin, Palat, Tzayef, Hasra. That's the three things that we're going to talk about right now. Irani dachas lanachtarti lo damya. Irani dachas to the others are not similar. Shekain mamonan palat. But when you put an Ovid Avodazara to death, you don't destroy his belongings. Right? By an Eid Zomim, you don't destroy his belongings. When it comes to Irani dachas, everything is wiped out. Everything is burned. So you see, maybe that's why it says it by Irani dachas. Avodazara. Lahanach tarti lo damya shekain besayif. Avodah zara is more stringent because the others are by sayif. Irani dachas is sayif, and Edom Zomim could be by sayif. Avodah zara though is more chomer, skila. So therefore, you might have said dafka there. The Edom Zomim, the avodah zara requires the drisha v'chakira. And finally, Edom Zomim lahanach tarti lo damya shekain tsrichim hasra'a. Those other two, the case of Irani Dachas and Avodah Zarah, you need Hasra. Masha'enke, by Edom Zomim, there's no Hasra. You don't give them, do you know if you testify you're going to get Kasher Zomim? You don't say that. So you see, each one has a Chumrah. So maybe they're not similar to each other, and therefore you can't put them all together and say you learn one from the other. So we'll get back to that in a second. Let's just do the next line. Gemara answers, Behetev, Hetev, Yafina, Me'adadi. Okay, you learn it from, it's Xer Shava. You don't just put them all together because of smuchin, because they're connected to each other, or binyanav, but you learn it out from heitev. V'gzereshavim mufne. And it's v'gzereshavim mufne means the words are open and totally extra, so therefore they are there to learn v'gzereshavim from. D'ilo mufne, because if they wouldn't be totally open, ika lemifrach. Period. The Gemara assumes in various places there are different levels of strengths of v'gzereshavim. There's v'gzereshavim mufne. Well, first, it's Xer Shava She'enu Mufna. That's the lowest level of Xer Shava. The words are not extra at all. But you have the same word in two different places. You connect two contexts. If you can think of any question to knock it out, it's knocked out. Then you have Xer Shava Mufna Mitzad Echad, where one of the two words is extra. So that's a semi-strong Xer Shava. And then you have the highest level, Mufna Mishneat Stadim. So on that strong, super-duper Xer Shava, even if you can ask questions about differences between the different contexts, it doesn't matter. Xer Shava Mufna, and the words are extra, and you learn the Xer Shava. So here, too, it says it's Mufna, and therefore, even though you had the questions that we had earlier, that they're different from each other, still, we hold of the Xer Shava. We mentioned, I think, a week or two ago, this concept that Avodah Edom Zomim don't need Hasra. What does that reflect about the Chiyuv of Edom Zomim? So you mentioned then Reb Chaim, who suggested the Chiddush, we discussed this in the Sugya of L'mafreihu Nifsal and Mekano L'habahu Nifsal, that Edom Zomim are not punished based on the actions of what they did. Because after all, we know they didn't even do anything. They just tried to do it. Kasher Zomim lasos lachiv, but not Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa. So it's not even... It's not even what they did. But what is it? The Torah is machadesh, that once they go through the process of trying to give a punishment to somebody, they achieve the status of an Eid Zomim. Shame Eid Zomim. Once they get the status of an Eid Zomim, it's the memela, certain halachas kick in. That's why we mentioned then it could be l'mafreihu nifsal. Why is it l'mafreihu nifsal? What do you mean? Only from today? No, because you could, that's, or mikadal habahu nifsal. So we said, even more, what do you mean they did something wrong to a few weeks ago? The answer is no, they're not being punished for what they did wrong then. But today, they get the status. Reb Chaim said, even Abayu, who says the Mafreya, might just be, it can even go backwards. That's why you don't need Hasra, possibly. Because Hasra is needed right before when there's a Chiv of a Maisa Avera. But here the Chiv is not a Maisa Avera. That's why you don't need Hasra. Hasra, we mentioned the Mafreya, another one. We mentioned the Machlokas, is there Hazama by Edei Shtar? Balamar says there's never Hazam, there can't be Edei Zomim by Edei Shabashtar. He could be mazin them. They couldn't have signed this. They were with us. Doesn't matter. There's no hazama. So why not? So that might be an issue about shtar, but it also might be an issue about hazama. If it's a status conferred upon the people, so if they're not here, maybe you can't confer that status. So that is maybe what's behind the idea that Eim Zomim are don't need hasra. The Eim do not need hasra. Not just a chumra, but it's different. Okay. So the Gemara asks now, la'ai afnuye. Where is it extra? So how do you know these extra words of vidarashta, v'chakarta, heitev, all these words are extra? La'ai afnuye, where are they extra? So, mufne, mi behavi le lemichtav, vidarshu v'chakru. Because it could have said vidarshu and v'chakru. V'shani kra b'dibure b'heitev. But it says heitev instead of v'chakru. Shmamina lafnuye. So it doesn't just say chakir, it says the extra word. So therefore, that's how you know it's extra. Viakati says the Gemara Mufne Misad Echadu. Okay, so that's where it says heitev, that's extra. Bishlama hanach tarti mufnehu mishum dehavi lelamichtav. Find there, because it should have said v'chakru, and it says instead, it says heitev, so that's why it's extra. Ela irani dachas my havi lelamichtav. Ha ksiva kulu. There it has all of them, it has all the words, so there's nothing extra there. So what should have been left out and is written in its place to be, make it considered mufne? Sasamnami afnuye mufne. No, there also it's extra. Why? Midhavad lemichtav darosh tidrosh ochakor tachkor. You could have said the same word twice. Mishani kra b'dibure beheitev shmamin alafnuye. Since it says a different word, you could have just says use a double lashon to teach me the drisha shechakiros. But because he uses a different word, shmamina laafnuye. Good. And now the Gemara continues. Once you have the chakiros by certain context, then you stretch it. V'yasu nechnokin b'kavachomer mineskalon mineheragin chenek, which is more kal than these other misos, as we'll have later on in the Masechta, the different dalan misos bezdin. Chenek is more kal. So if you need drishav chakira by the chomer ones, you surely need it by the kal ones. Because remember, drishav chakira is trying to knock out the witnesses and make the guy innocent. So therefore, if you have it by skila and hereg, so then you, which is chopping off the head, then you surely would have it by chenek. V'yasu nisrafin b'kal v'chomer min eskalin. And nisrafin would come out a kal v'chomer from skila, because skila and is more chomer than srefa, and the skila and hereg is more chomer than chenek. Says the Gemara, Hani, Chal Rabbanan Dar Meskila Chamura. This is according to the Rabbanan, who we paskin like, who hold later on that Skila is the most Chamur. So if Skila is the most Chamur, and you have Drisha Chakira by Skila, right, we have it by Avodah Zarah, so of course you have it by all the other ones, which are more calm. El Reb Shimon Dar Mesreifa Chamura, Ma'ika Lameima. According to Reb Shimon, who we'll see later on, holds that Sreifa is the most serious and the most Chamur death. We'll have to talk about it then. What is that, Machlokas and Metzius? Which is worse? Which is more chamur? Getting hot lead down your throat or getting stoned? We'd rather not say it's a machlokas and mitzias. So we'll have to see then. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who says sreifa is chamur, so what are you going to say? You don't have a mocker for drisha v'chakira by sreifa. So maybe you should say that sreifa doesn't need it, because it's so chamur, you'll put him to death even without drisha v'chakira. So Elam Rabbi Yehuda, another source, v'hine emes nachon, v'hine emes nachon. It says the phrase, it's true, you find out that it was true by Avodah Zarah, and by Irani Dachas. Ha, so if you add these three words, v'hine emes nachon, that's another six, harikan, ha-chatzrei, there's 11 now. There's 11 because you have the seven chakiros that we had before. And you have MS and Nachon and MS and Nachon in each one. So you have 7 and 4. So how do you do? Shevel the Sheva Chakiros. You have the 7 for the 7 of Chakiros. Dal Tzlas the Gzeir Shava. And then you have the 3 that combine for the Gzeir Shava. And Pashal Huchada L'Rib Shimin La'asuye Nisrafin. You have one extra. So that's the one extra that Rav Shimon would use to teach me that even a Nisrafin needs Trishav HaKira. L'Rabbanan, finishing up, but according to the Rabbanan who don't need it, because they say Skila is the most Chamor, so what do you need that extra word for? Mil Sadas, Yibakal V'Chomar, Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra. Sometimes you find, whenever something is learned that from a Kal V'Chomer, still the Pasuk will go out of its way to mention it. Why is that? If you can learn that from a Kal V'Chomer, so why do you need, right, you learn from a Kal V'Chomer, what do you need a Pasuk for? So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, because of the principle of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. If you're just based on a Kal V'Chomer, then you can never give a punishment. We don't give punishments based on Kal V'Chomers. Masha Einkin, if it's based on a Pasuk, then you can give a punishment. We only give a punishment, we only give Malkus, you only give Misa, if you have a Beferish Pasuk. Or Rav Yosef Engel has an article where he talks about a Maimer, where he talks about the different svaras for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. One of them he says is Mitihi Batara, that's it, don't ask Mikashas. Or number two, he suggests maybe you can't be Onish Min Hadin because maybe the Chamer context, oh, you say Kol Shekein you should get the punishment? No. Maybe it's such a heinous crime that the punishment won't be enough. And he quotes from the Smag. The Smag writes by Molech. The Gemara says later on in Daf Samach Gimel that if I give some of my children to the Molech, I pass them through fire to the Avodah Zarah, I'm Chayim Isa, but if I give all my kids, I'm Pater. Really? Why don't you say Kal V'Chomer? Says the Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, because if you give all your kids, it's so bad, Misa's not going to help you. So you can't say Onshin Min Hadin, you can't say Kal V'Chomer to give a punishment, because maybe it's not good enough. Maybe that's wrong enough, and that's exactly the Kesef Mishnah quotes that to explain Edom Zomim. Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa. What do you mean? Of course, Kasher Asa. No. If you already went through with it and got him punished, then surely you should get the punishment. The answer is no. Ain't Onshin Min Hadin. Right? It's because it's, it might not be good enough. But another svara why we say Ain't Onshin Min Hadin is because maybe there's a percha. A Kal V'Chomer is based on pure logic. Unlike Zeir Shava and Binyan Av and Hekish and Smichus. Based on logic. So it could be a Pircha. So that's why many times, even though you could have learned it out from a Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra, the puzzle goes out of its way to mention it B'Feirish. Good. Magadev Bar Rabbi Avo says 1 minute. Magadev is a strong Lashon. Right? He cursed. He was very upset. What do you mean? You have an extra word? So you use that for Reb Shimon and to save a Kal V'Chomer? Maybe this is an eighth chakira. So the Gemara says, "Veshmona chakira is meika." What do you mean? What would be the eighth question? You already asked all the important questions. Alamalos. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? I can think of an eighth one." V'yaika lasuya b'kama b'sha. Within the hour, what time was it? Was it 2:40 or 2:50? Right. We went from Shavua to Shmita to Shana to Chodesh to Yom. Maybe you keep going more. When within the hour? V'tanya nami halchi. You both can also b'shmona chakira. And we even have a brisa that says that. So honey, chalav baya libadurbi meyer, domar ein adam toev alo klum. According to Abaya, who says in the sheet of Rabbi Meir that a person never makes such a mistake, ulahachlishna nami da'amar, and then it would fit in. People don't make such mistakes. You don't have to ask that question. Ulahachlishna nami da'amar adam toev mashahu shapir. So if you say people don't make such mistakes, then there's no question. El Abaya Aliba Rabbi Yehuda Damar Adam Toachati Shah Ularava Damar To Inchi Tuva. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rava, who say that people make mistakes, so Ma'ikal Amemar, then you can't ask that as a chakira. You can't ask that as a question because people make mistakes, even if they're different from each other. We would still say that it shouldn't be a question. According to Abaya within Rabbi Meir, people don't make mistakes even by a minute. So then that would be a good chakira. But according to the other shitas that say people do make such mistakes, so Michael Amemar, Ela Suye, Bekama Bayovel. It would be saying Bekama Bayovel. In how much within the Yovel? So where's this Hainu Beza Shavua? That's exactly the same question. Which Shemitah cycle in the Yovel? Ela Suye Be'eze Yovel. Wow. Which 50-year cycle did you see it in? Be'eze Bekama Be'eze Yovel. Right, why? Some of the Farshim say, because after somebody does a crime, they run away for many, many years. They might not come back for a long time. The Edak, well, the other sheet that says, obviously, Kiva Damar Beza Shavua Lo Boy Beza Yovel. How often is it going to be after 50 years? No statute of limitations, right? Some type of limit. Which 50 years of Yovel did it happen? That, yeah, you don't have to ask such a question. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Yomer. So the end of the Mishnah is quoted, the next section of the Mishnah quoted, Rabbi Yossi, who said he only has three questions. Right? You only ask three questions, not the whole seven. What would the three Rabbi Yossi said you ask? Rabbi Yossi says you ask in which day of the week, in which hour, and in which place. That's it. So what's the svara? Tanya, Amar Lam Rabbi Yossi, L'Chachamim. As Brian says many times, do they add in more conversation? So Rabbi Yossi said to the Chachamim, L'divrechem, according to you, who say you have to ask all seven questions, Mishabava Amar, Emesh Harago, Omar Lo Beza Shavua Beza Shana Beza Chodesh, Bekama Vachodesh. If somebody says, yesterday I saw it, you have to ask him all these questions? He said yesterday. So of course, it can't be that those are important Chakiros. So Amru Lo, Lidvarechas, they say back to him, Rabbi Yossi, according to you, Mishabav Amar Achshav Harago, Omer lo beza yom beza shav beza makom. You yourself agreed that there are three questions. So what if he just says, I just witnessed a murder just now? They're still going to ask him those questions. So Allah, what must it be? Avagav delo tzarech raminin alei. Kidder of Shimon Elazar. It must be that even though you don't need it, you still ask him the kashas to bother them. Like Rav Shimon Elazar says, we had earlier in the Masechta, who said we schlep to aid them around from place to place to tire them out, to get them intimidated, to make sure that they're telling the truth. Sachanami, here too, Avagav delo tzarech raminin alei. Kidder of Shimon Elazar. You still ask him the questions, even though to psych them out a little bit, even though you don't really need it. Rav Yossi, and what would Rav Yossi answer? So Rav Yossi, no, there's a big difference between now and yesterday. Emesh harago shchiach barov eduyos. People might come to court the day after they witness a murder. Achshav harago lo shchiach barov eduyos. People don't run to court right after they witness a murder and say, oh, I saw something. That's not usually something that takes place. Good, finishing up for today. Makir matemoso, they asked, did you recognize him? And remember, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, they recognize him, that was in terms of the victim, Rashi, or perpetrator, Rambam. Tanur Rabbanim, Makir Matem Oso, Nachri Harag, Yisrael Harag. So who's, is that the active, right, that could fit into either one? Who is it? So Nachri, that's where Rashi gets it from. Nachri Harag, Yisrael Harag, in terms of the victim. Hisrei Sembo, did you warn him? Kibel alav hasra. Was he makabel the hasra? Hasra, you don't just say that hasra, he has to say, I accept it. He threw out small mitzvah. Was he matir himself for death? But he said, yeah, I'm doing it anyway, and I don't care. Hamis bitoka de dibur. Did you kill him? Did he kill the Rubikel Shimon within kde dibur of the hasra? Because if not, we're choshesh, right? Based on hitzilu ha'eda, any little thing we use to save his life, we do. Maybe he forgot. V'yoved avodah zarah, esmi avad, lipa'ar avad, l'markolos avad. Which avodah zarah was it? Pa'ar or markolos? We throw a rock at him, at a markolos. Ubameh avad, how? B'zivuach, b'kitur, b'nisach, b'shachavah. Was it with one of the four major avodos? Zivuach, shachting, kitur, being makter ketores, nisach, pouring wine, and shachavah, bowing down. Was any of those four? Meaning you have to ask him all of these questions to get to the truth of the matter. Okay, we'll stop here, and Beis Hashem, we will try again. I'll try to get it up tomorrow, but this is today's daf mem.